Welcome back to our Intelligent Medicine podcast on the subject of coconut and coconut oil products. We're talking to Dr. Bruce Fife, who's a naturopathic physician and an internationally recognized expert on the health and nutritional aspects of coconut and related products. The Coconut Research Center, website coconutresearchcenter.org, is a great source of information about this versatile substance. And if you haven't heard it yet, the first part of the podcast, part one, we talk about many of the health benefits of coconut oil and coconut products. Bruce, were there any other areas that you wanted to touch upon in terms of coconut's applications to medicine and health?
Well, you know, coconut oil is helpful with a lot of health problems. You mentioned Crohn's disease. Digestive problems like that, coconut oil has gained and is gaining a reputation in helping with these type of problems. It has anti-inflammatory properties. It also has anti-cancer properties. It helps to balance blood sugar levels, so people who are concerned about diabetes, coconut oil can also help with that.
You know, I think no discussion of coconut oil would be complete without some of the exciting new findings about the use of coconut oil in combating dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Can you touch upon that subject?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, this is one of the more recent developments, and it's really fantastic, particularly with the Alzheimer's disease. Recent research has basically shown that Alzheimer's is a form of diabetes, brain diabetes, or insulin resistance of the brain. So the brain is...
They use the term diabetes type 3. There's type 1, type
exactly.
2, and then the diabetes type 3 may mean that it's the brain that's not getting the fuel that it needs from the glucose. It can't utilize it because of insulin resistance in the brain.
Exactly. And what's interesting about coconut oil is that these medium-chain fatty acids, when you eat them, a portion of them will automatically be converted into an alternative source of fuel to glucose known as ketones. And the brain can use glucose or ketones to provide its energy. Well, in Alzheimer's disease, it no longer can effectively use glucose, and so it's basically starving to death and degenerating and dying. But if you have enough ketones available to the brain, they will absorb the ketones because ketones aren't affected by insulin resistance. So the brain cells will absorb the ketones and get the energy that they need to survive and function and even repair damage. And even so, they can actually help reverse Alzheimer's. And so these medium-chain fatty acids, you can eat enough coconut oil to produce therapeutic levels of ketones in your body that can have a positive effect on Alzheimer's. You can actually stop the progression of Alzheimer's using coconut oil, and in many cases even reverse it.
What are they talking about in terms of doses? I mean, a couple of tablespoons, or literally do you have to take like half a container of coconut oil every day?
Well, I recommend that you take 5 tablespoons a day if your problem is dementia or Alzheimer's, because you need that much ketones. And you need to spread that out throughout the day and not have it all at one time, because the brain needs energy all day long. And so you need to spread it out, and 5 tablespoons provide. So if someone uses just 1 tablespoon or 2 tablespoons, they may see some benefit, but not the benefits that are often reported with the coconut oil therapy.
And that may also speak to some of the benefits of coconut oil for certain cancers, because it's thought similarly that cancer may be driven by sugar or by the breakdown products of carbohydrates, which are also sugars, and that by switching the metabolism to a ketone-burning metabolism, the cancers are deprived of the sugar that fuels them.
That's exactly right, and there's some fascinating research going on in that field right now of going on a ketogenic type diet. And if you can use the coconut oil, which helps improve and enhance the ketogenesis, you can starve these cancers. In fact, We have a person, actually was a friend of ours, that had breast cancer that was very aggressive and actually migrated up into her brain and her spine.
Goodness.
And doctors basically told her she only had like a couple months to live. And she learned about coconut oil and started a coconut oil routine. And it took her about 4 months. And then when she went, actually it was 6 months, I guess, she went back to the doctor and she was completely clear of cancer.
That's remarkable. But this is with a very rigorous carbohydrate restriction, dependence on, probably a plant-based diet that's low in carbohydrates with a lot of coconut oil, perhaps some protein.
Yes.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, the so-called ketogenic diet, which is tough to follow, but, this is a serious life-threatening condition. That can certainly give you motivation for compliance.
Right, and if you add coconut oil into the ketogenic diet, it's not quite as restrictive as the conventional ketogenic diet.
Okay, and that seems to, it seems to be like a catalyst for the beneficial effects of the ketogenic diet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Good stuff. Okay, so let's talk practically. How can people incorporate coconut oil and coconut products into their diet? I mean, do you have to literally open up the container of extra virgin coconut oil and dip your tablespoon in there and eat it like, kind of looks like hair pomade? It tastes good, but it's a little, it's a little rough to just swallow tablespoons of fat.
You can do that, and I do that often, and lots of people do.
I don't mind it. Actually, it tastes pretty good.
Yeah, it tastes like coconut.
Yeah.
If you get a nice, good virgin coconut oil, and it's not bad. A lot of people, though, they've been turned off against fats, and so just the idea of putting fat in their mouth, even if it tastes good,
they feel guilty.
They're appalled at it.
Right.
But I tell people, it's not any different than putting a piece of chocolate in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The texture is about the same, and you like doing that. So they just have to get over that mental block. But don't have to take a spoonful of coconut oil. You can use it in your cooking, and you really don't notice it. In fact, any type of recipe that you have that calls for, a vegetable oil or margarine or shortening, you can replace that with coconut oil.
It goes particularly well with sort of Indian curry season type vegetables.
Yeah.
That's a very good way to use it. Or you can make your eggs with it. That is good. I make a version of bulletproof cocoa with it. I get dark cocoa powder, and I heat it up in water because I don't drink dairy, and then I add a tablespoon or two of coconut oil to that, maybe sweeten it a little bit with stevia or something along those lines, put some cinnamon in it, and that's a really good beverage.
Oh, yes. And have you ever tried using coconut milk since you're not using dairy?
Oh, okay.
Coconut milk is an excellent replacement for dairy. It gives that nice creamy taste and texture to a lot. You can use it in smoothies. You can use it in hot chocolate and things like that and make soups and stews. So coconut milk is an excellent product. And also with the coconut milk, if you go to the store and you buy the little cans of coconut milk, which mm-hmm. is 14 ounces, one can contains approximately 5 tablespoons of coconut oil in it. So you can.
That's like the Goya, coconut oil, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's okay. That's not processed or harmful.
As far as I know.
Okay.
I mean, you have to read the ingredient label.
Sure.
Make sure you avoid the ones that have additives in them. Get the most pure type of coconut milk that you can get.
Right.
Yes.
And, actually, I find whenever I make a smoothie, I always add a tablespoon or two of coconut oil. And it gives it a really nice foamy texture. It thickens it, actually sometimes so much so that you could stick a straw in it. The straw would stand up straight because it has the property that when, especially if you make it with ice and when it's cold, it thickens. So it can act as a nice thickener for your smoothie in the morning, frozen blueberries or something.
When people aren't familiar with coconut oil, they're kind of wondering what happens because they'll go into the store and they'll buy it and it'll be a solid white and they'll bring it home and they'll put it on their counter and it's warm and it'll turn into a liquid. coconut oil has a high melting point. So at 75 degrees, 76 degrees and above, it's going to melt and become a clear liquid. But below that temperature, it solidifies, and it's more like a butter, you know, it's a solid.
Mm-hmm.
But all oils, whether it's butter, olive oil, or whatever, do the same thing at different temperatures. If you put your olive oil into the refrigerator, it will become a solid
right.
as well.
Yeah, having
now,
a... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, you can use coconut oil on any type of food, even if it doesn't ordinarily have food. For example, you can put it in your oatmeal in the morning. You can put it on toast. You can put it on vegetables like you do with butter. You can mix it into casseroles, into soups. So you can actually put coconut oil on any type of food.
Yes, indeed. And you have actually written a cookbook on which is entitled The Coconut Lover's Cookbook.
Correct. And the reason I did that is because after people started reading my coconut oil miracle book, they said, okay, I'm convinced, but how do I use it? And so I wrote that book to show people how they can use coconut oil and coconut milk to get an adequate amount of coconut oil into their everyday diet.
Okay, well, let's segue into something which has been, it's really all the rage these days, making the rounds of the internet and social media. It's oil pulling. And when I first heard about this, I said, oil pulling? What in the heck is oil pulling? People are raving about this, saying that this is beneficial for all kinds of conditions. It's some kind of panacea treatment. You know a little bit about it. Tell us.
Yeah, when I first heard about oil pulling, I thought, what? You got to be kidding. This is ridiculous. Basically, what oil pulling is putting some oil in your mouth and swishing it around like a mouthwash and then spitting out. And this is supposed to have a lot of miraculous health benefits associated with it. And when I heard it, I just couldn't believe it, and I ignored it. But I kept hearing it over and over again until I got to the point where I decided, well, I'm going to prove it either right or wrong one way or the other, and so I'm going to research it. And I put a lot of effort into trying to find out what's behind this oil pulling. And in my research, I discovered the science behind it. And once I understood the science, then it all made sense. And basically what's happening is when you put the oil in your mouth and you're swishing it around, it is pulling basically bacteria and the viruses, fungi, mucus, pus, plaque out of your mouth, and you're spitting that out, you're leaving your mouth much cleaner, much healthier. And the first thing that you're doing it is, after a while that you're doing it every day, your teeth become wider, your gums tighten around your teeth, your breath becomes fresher, you get rid of the bad breath. Even infections, abscessed teeth and stuff, the infection can be pulled out of those, and so your mouth becomes much healthier. I mean, people tell us stories about how they've had abscessed teeth where they have appointments to the dentist for him to actually pull teeth or have root canals, and they start oil pulling a few weeks before that. And when they go into the dentist, they no longer have such infection that they no longer need the dental work. And the dentists are amazed at how clean their mouths are.
Well, what type of oil are you supposed to use? Are you supposed to use like 10W-40 or, you know, can you use,
use any type of oil, but I recommend coconut oil because coconut oil has some properties with it that other oils don't have. For example, properties that coconut oil has. Also, coconut oil is anti-inflammatory. Coconut oil also is a tissue knitting oil. As we mentioned earlier, you know, you put it on your skin for cuts and for burns, and it speeds the healing of those. It does the same thing for any lesions that you have in your mouth. So if you have inflammation in the mouth, any lesions, it helps feed healing much better than other oils. In fact, some of these polyunsaturated oils are pro-inflammatory, and so you wouldn't necessarily want them in your mouth.
Right.
So I highly recommend the use of coconut oil for oil pulling.
And what's the procedure? I mean, how much do you take, and how long do you, you know, you walk around like, getting dressed, you know, comb your hair, and, you know, you do this for, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, or how long?
Yeah, I recommend 15 to 20 minutes. And when people hear me say that, they say, what? How can you stand doing that? It's not that bad. I recommend doing it first thing in the morning. And you put in, I usually use between 1 and 2 teaspoons. You don't want to put too much because as you're squishing it, your saliva is going to be secreted and your mouth is going to fill up. You don't want to fill it up too much.
And I could just see an accident and, you know, all of a sudden you're going to have some big carpet cleaning bills.
Yeah, I've had some accidents.
So do first time you do it, do it on a tile surface or a linoleum surface, you know, or go out in your patio and do it or your balcony.
That's true. The first time you do it, it's a little strange. And so be aware, you might cough, you know, and spit it out and stuff.
Right.
But after you get used to doing it, it becomes so natural. I do it for 20 minutes at least every single morning. And when I'm doing that, I'm doing other things too. I'm reading the paper. I'm on the internet. I'm taking a shower, making breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then time goes by really quick. In fact, time goes by so quick that I often forget that I'm oil pulling. And I'll do it for 30 minutes, you know, before
I... That's sort of like an aesthetic thing. You know, it's like a nice kind of relaxation process for you.
It is, and it helps to exercise your muscles in your mouth because you're gently like swishing it around back and forth, and then you're getting rid of it.
Did anybody ever tell you like a really funny joke while you were oil pulling, and then you just it's you know like you know the whole like the milk coming through your nostrils when you were a kid kind of thing?
That's possible. I have sneezed while I'm doing that, you have to put your head in the garbage can really quick, or you can have some horrible accident.
Yes, yes.
And that happens sometimes, but, you know, now as I'm familiar with it, you know, I know how to stop that or spit it out before I sneeze or whatever.
Right.
So it's really becoming second nature to me.
Well, yeah, I think this is all the rage, and I think that there's a whole subculture of people who are walking around oil pulling. So the next time you see somebody, and you know, go up to them and they say, you know, because I can't talk because I'm oil pulling. You know,
that's exactly right. I mean, I'll often come to the office and I'll be oil pulling, and someone will come by and talk to me. Oh, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, but you work at the Coconut Research Center. You don't work at, you know, Apple or IBM.
Doing
or something.
It too.
Yeah, I think they get it, what you're doing. So, you know, you have maybe a more receptive workplace for that kind of activity.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, oil pulling not only is great for your mouth, but it's good for the entire body. And this is what some people kind of are hung up on because when I first heard about oil pulling, I heard that it got rid of arthritis and it got aches and pains and skin conditions, and that was hard for me to understand how that could happen.
It was like somehow detoxifying the whole body somehow.
And it wasn't until I understand the science behind it that it all made sense. And when you're pulling out the toxins and or the bacteria out of your mouth, you're helping the entire body because our mouths aren't separated from the rest of their body. They're interconnected. And what's happening is that bacteria in your mouth seeps into the bloodstream, and this bacteria can go to your heart.
Right.
It can go to your liver. It can go to your kidneys. It can go to your brain. It can go anywhere. It can go to your joints and cause arthritis. And so when you remove the bacteria from your mouth, you're removing a heavy load of bacteria that's continually seeping into your bloodstream. And as a consequence, your body rebounds. And so things like arthritis or chronic fatigue, even things like fibromyalgia can improve, if not completely go away. And so a lot of these conditions that people have claimed, it's very feasible that that could happen just through oil pulling.
So consider it a you know an element in your detoxification program, you know, like saunaing or colonics or, you know, fasting or, you know, that may be part and parcel of a bodily cleansing detoxification program.
Yes, I would recommend oil pulling with any of these programs. It doesn't interfere with any of them, and it would help them out a lot.
Oh, great. So what's our Intelligent Medicine call to action today on the subject of the coconut oil miracle? Where can people get a hold of the book? Tell us about your website. Also, you have a newsletter, correct?
That's correct. If they're interested in learning more about coconut oil and coconut in general and learning and wanting to get onto my free newsletter, they could go to www.coconutresearchcenter.com. coconutresearchcenter.org, coconutresearchcenter.org. If they want to purchase any of my books on coconut, they can either find them on Amazon or they can go to my website, my commercial website, which is www.piccadillybooks.com.
Great. And your newsletter is also available, I see, in Japanese.
Yes.
Which is, hey, for some of our listeners, that may be a true benefit because we have an international audience. So thank you very much for spending some time with us, Dr. Bruce Fife. And congratulations on your great work in this area. I think you've done a lot to turn people's attitudes around about a very helpful substance that's been unfortunately stigmatized as being harmful. Turns out not only not harmful, but quite beneficial. And I think we're seeing a renaissance of interest in coconut, especially the extra virgin kind.
Oh, definitely. Right now there's a surge of interest in coconut and in oil pulling, which I'm thrilled about.
Great. Well, good job. Thanks for getting the word out.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thanks for joining us.